Hey, everybody, it's Erin Albert. It is Saturday, March 21st, 2020. I wanted to provide a podcast update, kind of an unusual situation here with COVID-19, hashtag the new normal. Everybody I'm talking to online and on the phone, we're all talking about what is the new normal, and it's very abnormal right now. And if you're feeling any stress or anxiety, particularly as a pharmacist, if you're working the bench right now, concerned about your own safety, I am here with you. I want to provide a few resources that are floating around the internets right now in case it helps. I'm hopeful that some of these resources will help you if you are a pharmacist in practice. If you're lucky enough to be at home as well, there's going to be a couple of resources here for you to watch. I've been watching them online. So I will also post all of these sources in show notes for today's episode. I really wanted to do a LinkedIn Live, but my internet speeds have really bogged down since everybody's staying at home. So in the case of pharmacy specifically, I want to talk to my 309K fellow pharmacists out there in the U.S. Here are a list of resources that you might want to follow, watch, check out, sign, etc., relative to COVID-19 and our safety and our patient's safety out there. First and foremost, I want to give a shout out to Quarles and Brady. They're a law firm, but they have provided a 50-state Board of Pharmacy update around COVID-19. It's a nice little tracker that one of their attorneys put together that specializes in pharmacy law. Really appreciative to them for that update, and I'm sure that it will be updated or hopefully updated in a regular fashion as we roll out into the stay-at-home process from the president and from other healthcare organizations internationally and nationally. That will be the first posting there, just so you can keep up to date with your Board of Pharmacy at the state level. And then if you practice particularly in a contiguous state situation, maybe you're on a state border, etc., it might be a handy guide for you to check out. Number two, there is a change.org petition going out around the internet with close to 10,000 signatures on it about requesting that the major pharmacy chains shut down their pharmacies and only allow drive-through pharmacy functions. I think that makes a ton of sense. If you understand a lot of pharmacy design these days, there's very few barriers between the pharmacist and or the pharmacy and patients. And a lot of patients, let's be honest, are coming in and they potentially are sick. And we need to keep our pharmacy workforce healthy. If we lose our pharmacy workforce, we're all going to be doomed. So I would be posting for you the change.org petition. I think it makes sense. I'm not picking on any particular chain pharmacy here. I just think we all in this era, especially with a lack of patient or personal protective gear, that we need to protect our pharmacists and our pharmacy technicians and all the brave sheroes and heroes who work behind the counter. So I'm going to post that petition. If you feel inclined, read it and please sign it for your consideration. Next up, if you lost your APPE final rotations by chance, I know there's a few pharmacists out there that are trying to offer remote rotations for you, especially those that are getting really close to graduation in April, May, June timeframe. If that's you, if you've lost a rotation due to the coronavirus, you can go ahead and tweet me at Erin L. Albert. I'll try to get you connected to the respective pharmacists that have rotation site opportunities. Hopefully nobody's there. I know a lot of the students work through their rotations and take the last couple of blocks off right before graduation. But if you are in a jam, let me know and I can hopefully get you connected. Next up, I looked at my annual pharmacy major meetings tracker for March, and I will be also updating it for April to let you all know what major meetings have been fully canceled versus postponed, and if they are postponed, what the new dates and cities are for those major meetings. That tracker is in a free Google slide set over at Pharmacy MTMS Group and Pharmacy Entrepreneurs Group over at LinkedIn. If you want to take a look at those, again, I will be updating for April here and probably May as well, and sharing that with the wider world free of charge, just doing it because I think it's important for all of us to understand when these meetings are coming up. Also, there is a great group of folks in the trenches over at Facebook. The group is called Pharmacy Staff for COVID-19 Support. If you are working on the front lines as a pharmacist, or even if you're not, go over there and join that group. You can follow and watch a lot of what's going on. I know the Ohio Pharmacy Association is doing some tracking of COVID issues in stores. That tracker is over there. Lots of active discussion about protecting the pharmacy team and patients and how to best handle drug hoarding that's going on right now, you know, the 30 versus the 90-day supplies. Everyone, including my own pharmacy here in Fishers, Indiana, is slammed right now with people trying to stockpile and hoard medications, which we just cannot do if we want to keep the drug supply ample and open. Also, the issues with Plaquenil, hydroxychloroquine, people are starting to get crazy amounts of prescriptions around that and how to kind of handle that. And then last but not least, I took this myself a couple days ago. Free CE PharmCon put out a COVID-19 free CE program for pharmacists. I can't remember if it's also for pharmacy technicians. I thought it was pretty good, pretty well done. I will post that link as well. It's totally free. I would encourage you to take it. It's probably a little dated now with COVID-19 updates happening hour by hour. But nonetheless, it will be a good educational opportunity for you, totally free of charge. Thank you to Free CE and PharmCon for this opportunity. And hopefully you can take a little downtime if you're lucky enough to be at home, staying at home, to watch that and get educated on what's really happening with COVID-19. That is the list of resources that I found online today. Obviously, CDC, NIH, the president with the 15-day plan. There's lots of those links going on. Everybody seems to have COVID resources right now. But these are the ones that really caught my eye. And these are the people with the boots on the ground doing the work. And I want to just give them all a shout out and props for putting together these trackers and movements and ideas and education, I think more important than ever for not only ourselves, but for our patients as pharmacists. I think it's super important right now that we all, you know, keep everyone from panicking and do the best job that we can, but also keep all of us safe. I think that's absolutely critical because if we lose our pharmacists, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. So everybody stay safe out there. Stay well. If you can, stay home. Every state has a little bit different mandate right now on what to do. Hopefully you're home and cozy and safe. I'll be watching the Hallmark Channel this weekend myself because it's countdown to Christmas again on Hallmark. I really appreciate Hallmark doing that for all of us too. And I know there's a lot of stress and anxiety out there, but we'll all get through it. If you, by the way, have other great resources as a pharmacist or anyone in healthcare, feel free to tweet them to me at Erin L. Albert, and I will do my best to keep them coming and moving through this podcast and other online channels because we are all in this together and we all have to stay up to date and informed because the COVID-19 scare is really moving and changing rapidly, just like the pandemic itself. Everybody, have a great weekend. Take care.